We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Father's Day's this weekend. Shop Mark's Jewelers. Incredible gifts for dad at their flagship store, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Details and directions at marks-jewelers.com. Would the Sixers be NBA champions if they had beaten the Raptors in overtime? Yes or no? And right now it's 60-40. 40% say yes, to where 60% say no. Mm. It would have been interesting. You know, certainly would have been interesting. Do you agree the Raptors and the Sixers matched up? I don't want to say equally, but they were similar matchups. They're
or
big.
A better matchup, yeah.
They're big.
Sixers are a big team, athletic. They had size. The size gave the Raptors some trouble. You know, Ben Simmons being 6'10", 6'11", and athletic and able to defend and at least force Kawhi into difficult shots at time. That stuff becomes taxing. So, you know, it was a little harder for the Raptors against the Sixers. They matched up better. I mean, let's be honest, man. The Raptors were fortunate enough. They played a depleted Warriors team. It wasn't at full strength. I mean, that's
why they won.
That's
yes.
factual. That's factual.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not like the Raptors are some great team.
No, I agree with you.
You know, but they are NBA champions. But the Warriors weren't at full strength.
Nope.
They just weren't.
They weren't. So right after you have a championship, then Ike, you have the day after, you get the lines that come out for the following year's championship. And courtesy of Bet Online, we were looking up at ESPN. They had, I think, Caesars odds, but they're all relatively similar. So the Bucks are the odds on favorite to win the championship next year, 9-2. Golden State Warriors 5-1. The Lakers 7-1. The Raptors 8-1. The Rockets 9-1. The Clippers 12-1. Finally, the Sixers 14-1. They'd be the seventh team listed, right in front of the Boston Celtics and the Nets that are 20-1. So, I mean, honestly, I think they're looking at it as like a lot of people are, that the Sixers, as currently constructed, are a good team, but probably not likely to be a team that represents the East in the NBA Finals.
Well, think about this. We everybody likes to say run it back. Well, first of all, they aren't going to run it back with the same group of people. What you're really looking at potentially having back here next year is just Jimmy Butler. You know, I don't know if J.J. Redick comes back here again. J.J. Redick may get more money somewhere else. Are the Sixers really going to give J.J. Redick a multi-year deal? Do you want the Sixers giving J.J. Redick a multi-year deal?
No, but I also don't want them, because then who's your...
Well, you got to go find another shooter. Yeah, the only guy that can shoot in the NBA. Come on, man.
Yeah, but that's available.
I mean, well, listen, Elton Brand's getting paid to actually look at the free agent market and see who's a shooter.
No, I agree.
Like, that's what he gets paid to do.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So you can't do things out of desperation.
Right.
Because, who else are you going to sign? Okay, and then when it's crunch time and you need somebody to play defense or hit big shots, and then you're mad J.J. Redick's on the team.
Yeah, like I was the last two playoff series.
It's up to them to go out and find someone else that can hit an open shot and play defense. Because that's really what you're missing. You're missing perimeter defenders other than Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler.
Right.
So there's a likelihood that your top players next year is going to be Simmons, Butler, providing the Sixers offer him the max and he accepts it, and Joel Embiid. I don't think Harris comes back, because I don't know if Harris thinks he fits here if Jimmy Butler's here. Harris is 26. He can get more shots somewhere else potentially. You know, what if Harris decides he wants to go to New Jersey or Brooklyn with Kyrie and be Kyrie's number two?
There's been talk of that too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he may get more shots somewhere else as opposed to only getting, you know, shots on a every other game basis.
He might be the third
and he was the fourth option here.
Yep.
So you're not going to get Harris back here. Is Simmons, Butler, and Embiid good enough?
I mean, I don't think so.
I just don't think it's good enough.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's good enough. And that's why I'm saying, and you're potentially looking at having that as your big three for the next 5 years. If you offer Jimmy Butler a five-year, 190 deal, that's your big three for the next 5 years. Assuming Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler can get along. If they can't get along, one of them is gone in 2 years. Or maybe Simmons, is as he signs his rookie max, he wants to leave in 2 years.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, I guess the question you have to ask, like, is do you shake it up this year and make some trades? Or do you go with the guys that you have
and try
to win?
That's why if I'm Elton Brand, right, if I'm Elton Brand and Brett Brown, I say, you know what? Why are we going to keep slow cooking this thing? Take the meat out of the crock pot, put that thing on top of the stove, and start cooking with grease. Go trade for Anthony Davis. I got Twin Towers, both of them capable of giving me 25-plus points, both of them capable of being all NBA defenders. If you want to bring Jimmy Butler to be the perimeter guy for them, that's fine. Go find me a point guard to play with those three guys. And in an open season, which next year is more likely will be an open season on the Larry O'Brien, I got the best talent stacked up on my team. I got the best talent. Now, would you rather have next year Butler, Embiid, and Simmons? Or Butler, Anthony Davis, and Joel Embiid?
Yeah, and you know my answer, but it also could be the only season that they have those guys.
Yeah.
Would it be worth it? Would it be worth it?
Yeah.
Would it be worth risking
get that ring
for him to go, he's in L.A. the following year?
Yeah, he leaves, so what? As long as I got the ring, it don't matter.
Well, you still have to get the ring.
Yeah, exactly. Go get it.
But you're still going to need Joel Embiid to be Joel Embiid, healthy Joel
John,
Embiid.
John, what can I tell you? If you're scared, get a dog, man. I don't know what to tell you. Either you believe in it or you don't believe in it. Guess what? You still need that stuff if you run it back with the same players. You still aren't winning it. That's what you're worried about with Embiid. Then those same concerns are going to be there when it's just Simmons and Butler on the team. Mm-hmm. Without Anthony Davis.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
I'd sign Danny Green. Sign him to like a 3-year deal. Give him a little money. He could be my 2-guard outside shooter.
Yeah.
I'd sign him. Point guard. Yeah, Kemba might be too much.
Eric Snow might be.
He might be too much. Kemba might. But, you know. Players like Goran Dragic, he's out there. Ricky Rubio's out there. I just need somebody to run the offense.
So wait, you're ready to shake it up.
Yeah, I just need somebody to run the offense. My points are going to come through Embiid, Butler, and Anthony Davis. I just need somebody to hit an open shot when you throw them the ball, when they double down on those guys, and they can play a little defense.
Right.
Who's going to defend Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid? How do you defend those guys?
It'd be a matchup nightmare.
Man.
Right. It'd be a matchup nightmare. It would.
And I'll trade it for a title next year. I'll trade Ben Simmons for a championship next year. I'll trade it.
For the opportunity to win a championship next year.
Hey, as long as we're doing hypotheticals, in my hypothetical, we win.
I would do it then. If you were guaranteed it. 888-729-9494.
Do you wish we had Kawhi this year?
Of course.
Okay, then.
Wait,
make the same mistake twice last year. Oh, I'm not trading Simmons. I'm not for a one-year rental.
I'm not
doing it.
And we were wrong.
Yes.
Because you know why we say that? Because we watched him win a championship last night, and that could have been us.
Yeah, but there were some, like myself, like Howard Eskin, who's rarely right about anything. You know, he was louder than anyone about trading Ben Simmons for Kawhi.
No, you're right.
There are some who have already decided they know or they feel what Ben Simmons is going to be, and they're willing to part with it. Like, see, you guys still have this sort of dream or illusion that he's going to turn into Magic Johnson or LeBron somehow.
I do.
Yeah, but he's not.
I do. I still, even though I get
but he's not.
Even though I get frustrated with him, And I will sit there and say, nah, man, listen, they're not going to win next year. Ben's not, he's not good enough. He can't carry the offense. I still look at him and I see a guy that is a potential franchise player to pair with Joel Embiid, right? And if it's 1 year and Anthony Davis could be gone, you're running the risk. See, here's the thing. Anthony Davis coming here would be great. It would make the 76ers better. But unless Joel Embiid can not do what he did this year, which was be injured, be sick, be erratic, be out of shape, all those things, then now you just traded Ben Simmons for Anthony Davis, and now he's saying, I'm out of here, I'm going to the Lakers, and you don't have Ben Simmons anymore.
Okay, and so you're missing what, a point guard?
Well, I don't want 1 year rental. Now, if you win a championship, sure. Of course it'd
be worth
it. That's
the idea of it.
No, I know, but it's not guaranteed, is my point.
Neither is winning a title with Ben Simmons being here for the next decade.
You're risking losing Ben Simmons for 1 year of possibly winning with Anthony Davis, and I don't like that idea.
I know, you're scared.
Let's go to Steve.
Everybody was scared last year. That's why Drake is drinking champagne. He's a champagne poppy.
Don't rub it in.
That's why Drake is drinking champagne today. He's been drinking it all night.
Steven Lamberville. Hi, Steve.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
How are
What's
you?
What's up, Steve?
Good. Hey, you know, I'm a huge Eagles and Phillies fan, and I'm a huge hockey fan. And I'm not, you know, because hockey takes a lot of my winter, I don't have a great opportunity to watch basketball. But I've been listening to you guys for quite a bit, and I love the whole thing of the process, and I'm trying to get into it. But I have a couple questions as a very novice basketball fan. So the Sixers have a couple questionable draft picks, the way I'm seeing it, that I don't think get discussed. They got this guy Okafor and then traded him for a guy Booker, who I think is not even playing anymore. They had a guy named Nerlens Noel who they traded for, and I don't know what they got for him. And then there's the whole Marco Fultz debacle, and I'm just questioning, like, what if they hit on those picks? And why were they making such questionable picks overall? And I don't know anything about basketball, but, you know, I'm listening enough where I'm kind of wondering the bigger picture.
I mean, listen, the big picture for the 76ers right now is that you have star players on your team, and you have to figure out where to go from here to try to get where we thought. Like, I thought when this whole process thing was ending, I remember even saying, like, the process has been a success, look where you are. And I still feel like that, but things are complicated now because you do trades and you get rid of draft picks and you value players to bring in, and then you're like, well, do we even want to re-sign these guys right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds like, you know, Ben Simmons needs to learn how to shoot. I mean, that's what I'm picking up. And, you know, you're worried about Embiid staying healthy. And everybody seems that we have to sign Jimmy Butler. It really seems like...
Oh, we lost you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Elton Brand's going to earn his money this offseason, that's for sure. And he could go two ways. Like, he could say, I'm going to sign Jimmy Butler and maybe Tobias Harris. Or he says, I can get out there, explore the market, be creative, and try to shake things up a little bit. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't. I hope he does it. I hope he tries to do something different. I don't know if he's going to. Philly's lineup for tonight, Ike. It's out. Segura, Harper, Realmuto, Hoskins, Bruce, batting fifth, playing left field. Kingery's in center. Sean Rodriguez is playing third base tonight.
Awesome.
Cesar Hernandez is batting eighth. He goes from the top spot to the eighth spot. And then Nick Pivetta is on the mound. Let's go to Mike in Glenmore, PA. Mike, how are you?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, buddy.
What up, Mike?
Oh, not a whole lot. Enjoying this post-rain, windy, beautiful day.
Yeah, man, it feels more like spring than anything.
I'll tell you what, man. I got called, I don't know, a month ago, and I went totally off the deep end, and you were just laughing, and I couldn't help myself. Like, 10 of my buddies called and were like, dude, you were off the top there. But anyway, I got to give Bryce some props because I've been beating him up. I totally agree with you guys where he's doing all the right stuff. You know, I'm sure he doesn't want to be batting what he's batting, but he really is. He's being a really good soldier in town. He's saying the right things. He's taking the heat when he needs to. And you got to give the guy a pat on the back for that. So God bless the dude for manning up and dealing with it like that. But I just want all the Northerners to know that, Ike said it earlier, man, that team that they just played was so depleted. And they wouldn't even have got out of the East if JoJo wasn't sick. And I'm not saying that we would have won, but I can guarantee you that they wouldn't have. They basically played half of the Warriors.
Yeah.
And they played us without our best guy for basically a couple games. Whether it was emotionally or physically, he wasn't there for a couple games. And they won by the skin of their fingernails. And so, you know, it wasn't like the Eagles' first win where they took Tom Brady's best of the best. Right. And they took it on the chin from Brady, and we dueled him to the bitter end. And guess what? We got the best of the best. And we beat them, and we won a championship. Those guys beat a totally worn down, depleted team. And, I mean, it was Oscar Robinson trying to play on one leg, and it just didn't work. I mean, it was a joke how they got there. And God bless them. You know, take it while you can get it. I'm that guy. Hey, right. Take the work when you can get it. Take the fun when you can get it. But just let Drake and all his boys know that there's an asterisk there, man.
It
counts all the same.
Yeah,
though.
They don't care if it's an asterisk.
No, I know it does. You got to give them their props. But you know, it is. I mean, I think anybody coming out of the East, even Boston, maybe if they could have got their act together, could have won that series.
Yes. Because just think about it. Everybody else is healthy.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
any team coming out of the East is going to have a full squad.
It would have been tough for them to lose.
Yeah. I mean, Golden State, dude, when Klay Thompson went down last night, I'd say stop the game, man. Just go ahead and start the celebration now,
Could
man.
You believe it?
I couldn't believe that.
A blown Achilles and a torn ACL to the two most important players.
Yes, I could not believe that, man. Never seen anything like it.
I mean, if you want to talk about there being divine intervention with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
The ball that goes in that beats the Sixers, and then two all-time great players going down in a championship, in a final.
Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Unbe-freaking-lievable.
I've never seen anything
like it. And then when Klay came back to shoot the free throws, I'm like, okay, he must be okay then.
Just a sprain.
And then Steve Kerr said, he said to him on the way up the tunnel, give me 2 minutes, I'll be back. This is after he shot the free throws. So he still thought
he was going to
play.
He
could go.
Yeah.
Well, that's how those ACLs, like, he probably just thought it was a tweak.
Right.
Because he said he didn't feel anything pop. But then when that adrenaline simmers down,
and then he
started stiffening up a little bit and started swelling up. Next thing you know,
it's like Andrew McCutchen.
He's
said
on
the same
crutches.
Thing.
Yeah, he's on crutches. Right, you're exactly right.
He didn't hear a pop.
Yep, Andrew McCutchen said the same thing.
Yeah, I didn't watching it. I didn't think it was an ACL just based on.
But normally that's the thing. You never know, and that's why people always say, "Oh, we gotta wait till we see that MRI."
Yep.
Because it's not. We're so used to seeing a knee get hit and then you get folded, it looks awkward, and then you're like, okay, that's obviously that happened. When you get these injuries like that, like the one KD had, those are the ones that you fear the most because you know you just popped something.
Right.
Those non-contact injuries. It's like, he just popped something.
Yep. No.
Like Sir Anthony going out. When they said he had stiffness
elbow
or something, that's the first thing people started thinking, uh-oh. What the hell is that?
Anytime you hear elbow, and he's been ineffective.
Right.
888-729-9494. Ike really believes that they need to shake it up this offseason.
I do, man.
The Sixers.
Listen, you may as well.
Shake it up, and that means bend bye-bye.
Take a shot. I just think next year is a weird year in the NBA. And you got an opportunity to really stack the deck on your behalf. Like, which teams out there have multiple stars on their team?
Right.
Like, that's the team that's most likely going to win. The Lakers don't. The Warriors' stars are down right now. Where is Kawhi going to go? What is Kyrie going to do? You mean to tell me the two best teams in the Eastern Conference could be the Sixers and the Bucks? And if I got an opportunity to trade Ben Simmons for Anthony Davis and then build around that, to assure myself I'm going to be the best team in the Eastern Conference representing the East, man, I'd do it. I'd do it. But I'm not married to Ben like some of you are.
Well, Well, we're not married, but I. Well,
man, some people are.
It's a risk, man. I do not like the idea. Even with Kawhi, in hindsight, of course you would do the trade now. Back then, I didn't want to do the trade for 1 year, and he could leave.
Here's the deal, John.
I'm not doing it.
You no longer need a super team to necessarily win. You don't need it, but if you have an opportunity to get one, you're going to be the only one with one.
Right.
For 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah, I do not like the idea of trading Ben Simmons for a rental.
Scary money makes no money.
888-729-9494.
Back where we were last year, Taz. We didn't want to trade for Kawhi.
We'll give you some Jimmy Butler news coming up next.
Showing up drinking 40 ounces today. He was drinking 40 ounces. I call him Showing Up, in case anybody want to know who that is. Remember the Last Dragon, Bruce Leroy. Showing Up was the arch nemesis of Bruce Leroy.
Oh, man, it's Marks and Reese. We're live at Chickies and
Pete's. That's Kawhi, Showing Up.
In South Philadelphia. And, hey, you know, Chickies and Pete's.
He was drinking Coke 45 last night. You know he was.
Coke 45 tastes good if it's cold.
Woo, he was drinking Coke 45.
Tomorrow at Pizzadelphia, too, you can enjoy Chickies and Pete's Pizza, 12 to 4 p.m. at the Navy Yard in South Philly.
Smoking Newports on the way back to Toronto.
Oh, big drags, man.
No, he was.
Big drags.
You know he was. No, with those. No, that dude, that's that dude. He's, what, two drags. It's over with.
Maybe three.
No, man. Kawhi don't do anything that the regular humans do. He's a two-dragger.
Was that who was your teammate that?
Oh, D. Burge.
Was that he a three?
He's a
two-dragger.
No, two-dragger. D. Burge. Hey, that's one of the most amazing things I ever seen in my life.
Right? He smoked a cigarette in 60 seconds.
Oh my God, 60 seconds, dude.
Did he exhale out the nose?
Oh, straight out the nose. You know that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.